Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mushtaba with World News. The headlines. Qatar hosts Arab-Islamic Emergency Summit over Israeli strike on Doha. Moscow warns retaliation against European countries trying to seize Russian assets. Nepal's interim Prime Minister Sushila Karki expands cabinet, inducts three key ministers. US announces reaching agreement with China to allow TikTok to continue operations in United States. And in chess, India's Vaishali Ramesh Babu wins FIDE Women's Grand Swiss Tournament in Uzbekistan, also qualifies for Women's Candidates 2026. And now the news in detail. An emergency meeting of Arab and Islamic states is taking place in Qatar in response to Israel's airstrike on Hamas leaders in Doha last week. The emergency meeting began today after foreign ministers met to finalize a resolution against Israel. Arab League Secretary General Ahmed Abul Ghaid declared the summit a stand against continued aggression. He said, "Silence towards Israel's actions is no longer acceptable," and warned that ignoring violations of international law only encourages further destruction. The summit aims to send a message to the international community that it must be addressed with urgency. Russia today warned that it will retaliate against any European country trying to seize its assets after reports of the European Commission may use frozen Russian funds to support Ukraine. Around $300 billion in Russian sovereign assets were blocked by the United States, United Kingdom, and EU after the 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Local media reported that European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen seeks new methods to finance Ukraine's defense using cash balances tied to these frozen funds. It said the EU may use Russian deposits at the European Central Bank to fund a reparations loan for Kyiv. Russia has unveiled its nuclear-capable Zircon hypersonic cruise missile during the Zapad 2025 military drills with Belarus. The five-day exercises, which began Friday, span Russia, Belarus, the Baltic Sea, and the Barents Sea, involving up to 13,000 troops, ships, and aircraft. Russia's Defense Ministry confirmed a successful test launch of the Zircon from the Admiral Golovko frigate in the Barents Sea. The missile, capable of striking targets up to 1,000 kilometers away, was seen in a video footage soaring skyward. The drills focus on counter-sabotage tactics, drone and electronic warfare, and joint defense operations. Meanwhile, NATO simultaneously launched its own Eastern Sentry exercises amid rising regional tensions. Nepal Prime Minister Sushila Karki has expanded her cabinet by appointing Kulman Ghising as Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Om Prakash Ariel as Minister for Home and Law, and Rameshwar Khanal as Minister for Finance. The three ministers were sworn into their office this afternoon. Kulman Ghising previously led the Nepal Electricity Authority as Executive Director and is credited to end chronic power cuts with huge revenue generation for the Electricity Authority. Om Prakash Ariel, who will oversee the powerful Home Ministry, has served as legal advisor to Kathmandu Mayor Balin Shah. Rameshwar Khanal, tapped for the finance portfolio, is a seasoned bureaucrat and former finance secretary. India's total exports in merchandise and services for August this year is estimated at over $69 billion, registering a positive growth of 9.34% as compared to the same month last year. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said that the major drivers of merchandise exports growth include electronic goods, engineering goods, gems and jewelry, petroleum products, and drugs and pharmaceuticals. The electronic goods exports have increased by around 26% from $2.32 billion in August 2024 to $2.93 billion in August this year. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back, you're listening to World News. The United States today announced that an agreement has been reached with China to allow TikTok to continue operating in the US. The announcement came after high-level US-China trade discussions were held in Madrid over 2 days. US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Trade Representative Jamieson Greer led the American side, while Chinese Vice Premier Healy Feng and negotiator Li Shengang represented China. Mr. Bessent confirmed a framework agreement on TikTok was in place, pending final approval during a scheduled call between US President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, had faced a 17th of September deadline to divest US operations. US President Donald Trump has promised that the accused of the brutal killing of an Indian national will face the full force of law and will be charged with first-degree murder. President Trump said that this person was previously arrested for terrible crimes but was released under the Joe Biden's rule. An Indian national, Chandra Nagamalayanamalai, was killed in Dallas, Texas by an undocumented immigrant in Texas on the 10th of this month. The accused, 37-year-old Martinez, was arrested and charged with capital murder. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva strongly rejected the Trump administration's decision to impose 50% tariffs on Brazilian products. He defended the country's democratic institutions and made it clear that while Brazil is open to fair negotiations, its democracy and sovereignty are not up for discussion. He acknowledged that the United States has its own economic goals, such as reindustrialization, but said that turning to unilateral tariffs is misguided and illogical. The United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan and United Nations Development Program have warned that thousands of families affected by recent earthquakes in eastern Afghanistan may not survive the approaching winters if immediate international assistance is not provided. The UN is seeking $139 million to provide shelter, food, and healthcare. The earthquakes which struck Nangarhar, Kunar, and Lakhman provinces left over 2,000 people dead and tens of thousands homeless. Aid officials highlight that vulnerable groups, including women, children, and returnees from Pakistan and Iran, are among the most affected. Restrictions on female aid workers have hampered relief efforts. Australia is facing a growing climate crisis with a new national climate risk assessment warning that over 1.5 million coastal residents could lose homes and livelihoods due to rising sea levels and flooding by 2050. The report released today highlights that climate change will bring more frequent and severe disasters, endangering lives, infrastructure, and essential services. Heat-related deaths are projected to rise sharply. Australia aims to cut emissions by 43% by 2030 and reach net zero by 2050. A 2035 target will be announced soon as the government ramps up efforts to mitigate worsening climate impacts. Indian Grandmaster Vaishali Ramesh Babu has won the FIDE Women's Grand Swiss for the second time in as many editions after drawing her final game against former Women's World Champion Tan Zongji of China at Samarkand in Uzbekistan. With this win, Vaishali became the third Indian woman after Divya Deshmukh and Koneru Hampi to qualify for the prestigious 2026 FIDE Women's Candidates Tournament. And now before we close, here are the highlights once again. Qatar hosts Arab-Islamic Emergency Summit over Israeli strike on Doha. Moscow warns retaliation against European countries trying to seize Russian assets. Nepal's interim Prime Minister Sushila Karki expands cabinet, inducts 3 key ministers. US announces reaching agreement with China to allow TikTok to continue operations in United States. In chess, India's Vaishali Ramesh Babu wins FIDE Women's Grand Slam tournament in Uzbekistan, also qualifies for Women's Candidates 2026. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.